What we're trying to do now is work more with young students and do a lot more educational outreach. We like to think of them as community scientists. You don't have to have a PhD in water quality, but if we can get a larger group of people interested in the quality of water and what we send into it and what we build along the shorelines, that might be better. And that's what we're beginning to try to create. And so what we thought about was we could put together a high school scholarship for students who were interested in water quality and shoreline management, and help them as they go on to college. And they don't necessarily have to major in water conservation, but they'll be sensitive to the issues and they'll be a good citizen and a good protector of water wherever they wind up.